This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. After years of criticism, the University of Oregon is covering up four murals. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, they're considered dated works which promote white supremacy.
The murals are in the Knight Library and were installed in the 1930s. One speaks of preserving our racial heritage, referring to white people. Others depict white scholars working above primitive indigenous people using crude tools. Angela Noah is a White Mountain Apache and sophomore at the U. She says the murals are oppressive and set low expectations for non-white students.
It's impacted my mental health. And that message that I get is, you're not welcome in these spaces. The space is not meant for you. I'm an older sister, so I would love to see my siblings come to school and not face so much that I have this past year.
Some of the murals have been vandalized in the past. Criticism has gained traction as the Black Lives Matter movement has surged this year. Because of how they're installed, removing the murals would destroy parts of the walls. So the U of O is having them covered up at the price of $32,000.
For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
British Columbia has released a long-awaited cleanup plan for the Tulsiqut Chief Mine. Tribes in Alaska and BC have been urging the province to clean up the defunct mine, which has been polluting the salmon-rich Taku River for years. The province last week announced the first steps of a cleanup plan in conjunction with the Taku River Tlingit First Nation. Tribes in nearby southeast Alaska praised the move. John Morris, senior of the Douglas Indian Association near Juneau, says it's not a done deal but hopes to see full closure of the mine. State officials in Alaska have been urging the province to do more to stop the mine from leaching acidic runoff into salmon streams. Kyle Moselle is a state mining resource official.
This is progress. It's a complex effort that BC is taking on with addressing the legacy mining issues at the Tulsiqut Chief site. The state of Alaska has been involved and engaged with BC on that for a number of years. And I just want to emphasize that this is a positive milestone in that process.
The Taku River is one of the largest salmon-producing systems in the region, an important source of food and income for people in the area. Toronto-based creditors for the bankrupt mining company are trying to assert their claim in Canadian courts so they can resell the assets to another investor. A recent hearing in an Ontario court brought strong opposition from both the BC province and First Nation, which say the financiers have done nothing to stop the flow of pollution from the old mine. Two national Native organizations are expressing concern over the Bureau of Indian Education reopening schools, which include plans for in-person instruction. The National Congress of American Indians and the National Indian Education Association are raising concerns about the health and safety of students, staff, and community members. NCAI and NIEA are urging for the consultation with tribes before reopening and are urging for online instruction options. The BIE oversees more than 180 schools. Plans were criticized when released earlier this month, as many tribal communities have been hit hard by COVID-19 and continue to be under emergency orders. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hey, John, where are you going?
I'm a census taker. I'm going around to get an accurate count of all American Indians and Alaskan Natives.
Why not just go to the enrollment office and get our numbers?
It's not about enrollment. It's the 2020 census, which is the count of all people living in the U.S.
With all that is happening, is it safe?
Yeah, we're wearing our masks and making sure all safety measures are in place.
How can I help?
When I come knock on your door, open it and wear your mask.
Will do.
It's not too late. Shape our future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.